Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Access Manchester.
Access Manchester Drive with leasingoptions.co.uk. Hassle-free leasing with no unexpected costs.
Going out for dinner has always been a celebration. So whatever you're celebrating, do it with Table Now. Exclusive tables at exclusive restaurants with up to 50% off food or 30% off your total bill. Celebrate by starting your free 3-month trial today. Table Now, the Northwest Foodie Club.
The Champions League knockout stages begin. The excitement, the drama, the tension, world-class players going head-to-head. These are the nights to shine. So be there for Manchester City versus Schalke at 8 p.m. on Tuesday the 12th of March. Say you were there under the lights of the Etihad. With tickets from £30 for adults, from just £10 for under-18s, and hospitality from just £78. Book your seats today at manchestercity.com/tickets and experience the Champions League at the Etihad Stadium. Booking fee may apply.
Have you lost money after transferring your pension? If a financial advisor persuaded you to transfer your pension into a SIP or transfer away from your work's pension, you could be entitled to thousands of pounds in compensation. It doesn't matter if you no longer have the paperwork, you could still be owed thousands. Text RECLAIM to 60777 and Goodwin Barrett will start a free assessment to find out how much you could be owed. Text RECLAIM to 60777 and a Goodwin Barrett advisor will call you back.
In the trade, sign up to Wix Trade Pro and get 10% off every time you shop with no minimum spend. Download the app to register. Always cheaper with Wix Trade Pro. Terms apply.
The Vodafone Big Winter Sale is now on, and our lowest priced home broadband is back. So you can enjoy unlimited streaming, sharing and surfing with superfast fibre. It's only £20 a month for pay monthly mobile customers. The Vodafone Big Winter Sale. Go online or in-store today. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone. Superfast 1 18-month agreement subject to credit check acceptance and availability in your area. Full terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband. Ends 4th of Feb.
Universal Credit is opening up work for thousands of people across the country, providing support for people out of work or who start on a low income. It can top up your wages when you start a new job, making sure it's worth your while. And if your wages change, your Universal Credit changes automatically, giving you one less thing to worry about. So now it pays to take whatever job opportunities you find. Universal Credit, opening up work. Find out more at gov.uk/openingupwork.
Every weekday afternoon from 2 on Access Manchester, Clem Boone lets you take over the music for a whole hour.
Your Excess is your chance to show off your musical taste to the rest of Manchester. Get involved now. Go to accessmanchester.co.uk, give us a list of your 20 chosen songs, and tell us a bit about yourself too. Your Excess. Weekdays from 2. Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome to the Manchester Football Social. It is Thursday, which means it's the full-time Devils takeover. My name is Joe McGrath and I'm with you till 7 o'clock tonight talking all things Manchester United with the wonderful Jay and Webby back for the third week on the trot. Hello, Webby, you good?
Yeah, good.
And Jay, yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to see you again.
We're going to be talking about Anthony Martial signing that five-year contract to Manchester United. Chatting about someone who's left the club, Marouane Fellaini, which is a place in all of our hearts, and what might Ollie have learnt from the game against Burnley, the 2-2 draw at Old Trafford. You can give us a call 0345 111 7625. Let us know first of all your thoughts on Martial. 5 years, is that quite a long contract to give a striker? Do you believe he will be the excellent striker that we love him at Manchester United in them 5 years? Or if you completely disagree, 0345 111 7625, as well as Marouane Fellaini. We want someone who wants to come on the show who is upset that Fellaini has left the club and will be missed, you know. So if you want to be that person, 0345 111 7625. Gentlemen, so for you, Jay, let's talk about the fact that Martial has got a 5-year contract at Manchester United. The doubts have all gone, the kind of ums and ahs of will he stay at the club, the Mourinho saga, if you believe some of the media rumours, but you know, he's at the club.
It's good to see the whole... And one of the things I didn't like was the whole Martial FC versus Top Reds debate that was going on. Mm. United fans getting at each other. And if you supported Martial, you weren't a United fan at one point. You couldn't. It was like they were two mutually exclusive. He had his running with Mourinho in the summer when he stayed a bit longer after the birth of his child, which I thought was a bit harsh. Yeah. And we know what he can do. He forced his way into the team last season. I was saying that what I wanted to see him do was force his way into the team, make himself undroppable, and he did that under Mourinho. There's been this sort of revisionist theory that he's blossomed under Ollie, and I think he has done well under Ollie. He's probably maybe played a little bit better, but he was immense for Mourinho this season, really. He's probably propped us up a bit, the goals that he scored and the way he was playing. So yeah, get him on that long term deal. I think everyone can be happy with that. We know what a talent is and we don't want him getting poached. Long-term deal, 5 years. So if anyone is coming in for him, they're going to have to pay silly money to get him. And hopefully, he's happy at United and we can see the best from him.
Webby?
Spot on everything what Jay says, you know. I'd give him 10 years, me. I think he's that good, you know, as a United player, you know. Like Jay was spot on under Mourinho when he wasn't for great for watching. He was one of the players who was getting you up, getting you excited, you know. And obviously, he's still only young, but he's now 23. And hopefully, these 5 years and another contract after that, we see the best football of Anthony Martial at Old Trafford, you know. And for me, it's a great deal now. For me, what they need to do next is get the keeper signed up, then I'll be happy.
Indeed. 0345 111 7625. Let's get the first caller on tonight. Give us a call right now. If you get on, we'll make sure we get you to you by the end of the show. Right, let's go to Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Evening, boys.
How are you doing, mate?
Fine, absolutely fine, yeah.
What are you making of Anthony Martial signing that five-year deal at Old Trafford?
I'm over the moon that he signed it. I think he's been treated by Mourinho at times. Absolutely disgusting, really, how Mourinho treated him at times. The way he bombed him out when he signed Sanchez. I don't know if any of you can cast your mind back to when we signed Sanchez, but the previous three league games, Burnley away, Everton away, Stoke at home, Martial scored not just a goal, but a really good goal in each of those three fixtures. And then he put Sanchez in for 20-odd games, and I think Sanchez scored three in 20-odd games. And then somehow or another, he dawned on him that Marshall's got to play there. He brings Martial back in. If you remember the little run he had, I think he scored 6 goals in 5 games when he brought him back. And all Martial did, really, was carry on where he left off. It's absolutely mind-boggling how he was treated in that period. So, you know, obviously it was a touch for Martial that Mourinho left, really, but he did get back into Mourinho's good books, obviously, at that stage. but it did treat him terribly. And that's why he wouldn't sign. That's why he wouldn't sign. It took so long.
But there you go.
He did get back in his good books, but there was no reason for him to be out of the good books in the first place. The signing, I mean, Sanchez isn't bad, he's okay. But the signing of Sanchez, when he's a left-sided player, when we've got Anthony Marshall, who's only, was it, how old is he, 21 or something? There's no need. It was an irrelevant signing.
23.
It made us go backwards for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, right, so he signs for 5 years. Is that a long period of time, or do you believe that they do so much confidence in him as an investment for the club?
Yeah, he's definitely a good investment for the club. He's one of, I mean, people use the word world class too lightly for me, but he's one player we've got in our squad that can become a world class player, without a doubt. He's got such quality on the ball, and the time that he takes when he gets the ball to make sure he gets the right pass. It's not, a lot of people think it's about the goals that he can score. That's just a bonus. When we were at Spurs last week, two or three weeks ago, he was the only, when we were under the cosh in the second half, he was the only player in the top third of the field who was getting the ball under and taking his time and holding the ball, which was giving the defenders a bit of respite. In that period, in the second half, even Marcus Rashford was just getting bumped off the ball and losing it left, right and centre. And then when he took Marshall off and put Rashford on the wing, I couldn't believe it. You know, Marshall was the only one who was playing well for us in the last third at Spurs. And he's just a quality player, an absolute quality player, and I'm over the moon with these signs.
Over the moon. Ricky, thank you very much for your call.
Come on,
Ricky,
nice
kicking
one,
things
Ricky.
Off for the show. 0345 117625. Anyone disagree with the fact that Marshall has signed a 5-year deal for Old Trafford? Anyone not too happy? I saw people saying he's a bit inconsistent. If you believe that, give us a call and let's just have your opinion. On air, 0345 117625. Come and speak to myself, Jay, and Webby. We've got Temi on the phone. Temi, is that what I say?
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very,
evening,
very mate. Well, mate. Yeah. So you want to talk to us a bit about Martial, but mainly about raw talent to work on.
Yes, you know, this is just back to the days of what this club is about, you know. This reminds me of when we signed Ronaldo, you know, when we signed Nani or any other young player, or even Rooney with potential. This is what this club is all about since the days of St. Matt Busby, you know. We sign young players in this club. That's what we've done. That's what we should done. That's what we should continue doing. That's what this club has been built on.
So what
young
was you,
players coming what, in.
Are you happy then with Martial signing?
I am very, very happy. I am over the moon. Because I'll tell you what, as I said, I asked a panel of ex-football players when the other manager was still in charge. I'm not even bothered to mention his name. On our own home TV. And that was the last time I called our TV station. I asked him that. With the way this club is run, can you tell me any young talented player that will come and play for our current manager? And then my question was not answered. Because it's true. And that's unheard of. How could a young player not want to play for Man United? That's what this club should be. But any young player in the world.
It's like the young kid Greenwood in the under-18s. He's going to be something special now. I know things can change overnight, but watching him, his goals and assists, you can imagine if Mourinho brought him in, he'd play him full-back.
Well, this
you
is
know,
the thing.
He's got to be given, they've got to be given the chance, and hopefully next year. We were speaking off air before saying what we could do with this club is a natural finisher.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we've got one there in Greenwood, you know, is a great player, you know, and I really hope, obviously, he gets his chance next year, and he can save us a few quid because the kid's got everything.
He does indeed. Thank you very much, Tommy, for your call.
Yeah, cheers,
right, we are going to speak, obviously, a bit more in depth with the gentleman about Fellaini, but we have got a caller on, Farman. He wants to talk about Marouane Fellaini. Hello, mate.
Hi, how's everyone?
Yeah, very, very well.
Good evening.
Marouane Fellaini, get the ball rolling, Farman. The first person to come on and talk about the man, 0345 111 7625, if you want to be next. What are your feelings, then? Fellaini has gone.
Believe it or not, it's actually the same as when we signed him on deadline day under Moyes. I was unsure, like, what's he going to bring to the team? Will he be a regular starter? And now it's been, I think, 5 or 6 years since he's left. And I think it's a good sign that he's leaving. And the same day, we gave Martial a new contract as well. But Fellaini gave us so many important moments. You remember the FA Cup semi-final against Everton, the Europa League semi-final against Celta Vigo, even the Europa League final, he was the man of the match. So his first season was an absolute disaster. I'm sure everyone will agree on that. But
so was the manager's.
It was a disaster for everyone, wasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely was. But I think when he was used rightly by Mourinho, by Van Gaal, There were good moments, but that's not the style Man United want to play. So it's good he's leaving, but I'm not going to wish him anything wrong. I'll only wish him the best because he's given us some good memories.
Do you know what, what you can say about him? You know, I wish him all the best in China. He never complained. You know, he was never going to get everything from the fans. But then the fans started to take to him. And they, like you said before, Jay, the game against City, the 4-2 at home.
4-2 against City.
Torre in his pocket. You know, at that time, Torre was one of the best midfield players in the world.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And fair play to him. And he's looked at this contract offer, and you can't knock him for taking it. He's 31. I know he signed that new deal for us, but what's he on, something like $400,000? Fair play to the man. And I'm just gutted that he'll never come back and play, because I'd give him a round of applause.
I know. I mean, I remember him getting booed in a pre-season.
Would you, Ebby?
You know. Yes, I would.
Would you give him a round of applause?
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, definitely. No matter what you think about Marouane Fellaini, right, he's won 3 trophies at United, including the Europa League. So, you know, you might not be his favourite person, but he played in 3 finals, like you were mentioning, like the lad on the phone mentioned, Celta Vigo in the semi-final there, man of the match against Ajax in the Europa League final. How many European trophies have City won in the last 3 years, last 30 years. Exactly. How many trophies have Liverpool won in the last 10 years? Exactly. So, you know, he's, fair play, he's not the most gracious player, but he did his job.
He knew what his strengths were. When he used to play for Everton against us and had seen his name, and the first game comes to mind is Van Persie's debut at Goodison, first game of the season.
He's
only up against Michael Carrick at emergency centre-half that day, but we could not get the ball. And he scored the winner, and he was a right nuisance.
He wasn't using the old game.
The 4-4 draw at Old Trafford when we lost the league, a nuisance again. Exactly. So he did a great job for United, and I wish him all the best.
Yeah. We're going to be speaking a bit more in depth about Manchester United. There is someone in the room who knows someone who's going to be extremely upset that Fellaini is gone. We don't know who that might be. It's not me, let me just say that.
It's not me neither.
We've narrowed that down then. Let's go to Shyam, who wants to talk about dead wood at the club. Hello, Shyam.
Evening.
Hello there.
Oh, what are you up to? What do you want to talk about, mate?
I'm just very glad that United announced Martial's contract, and although it is not yet confirmed, but I think Fellaini is going. So I need few more people to go along with him.
Name him.
Let's get rid of the dead wood then. What? Give us 3 names.
Yes. It should be Phil Jones, Ashley Young, Marcus Rojo, Damian, Chris Smalling. I can name them forever.
5 names.
Take money, listen, and don't do anything.
Shyam, we're starting the debate rolling there, mate.
I'm
thank you for
now,
your
right,
call.
You give Smalling and Jones a chance. There's potential there. Right?
Give Smalling and Jones a chance.
Just give them another couple of 100 games and you'll see that it's in them.
Shyam, thank you very much for your call. 0345 111 7625. The phone lines are crazy, but if you want to get involved, you call us now. We'll try and get you on towards the end of the show, because we are here till 7 o'clock, wherever you're watching around the world. Let's just talk more about Martial. So do you see him now, his role at the club, being that regular starter, that confidence? Because I know it was a big point of last season when Martial played. He scored wonderful goals in the first half of the season. Then Mourinho dropped him, and the sort of the momentum he built just sort of died. We've now brought him in as one of our main strikers, and he is just looking on fire. That is what he needs then to take himself to the next level. Because I don't think we've signed him on a 5-year contract for him to stay where he is now, the quality. I think we want to push him to a next level. But is he playing in the right position for him to take himself to that next level?
I think I like him on that cutting in. I think that's what suits him better, cutting in from the left-hand side. I think the problem we had was Rashford and him sort of seemed to fit the similar mould. And I felt a bit sorry for Martial as well, because you mentioned he sort of dropped at the wrong time, went off the boil a little bit, and then didn't go to the World Cup and France win the World Cup. And that must be difficult to take.
That must be
because 2016, he was like the golden boy at the Euros. Yeah. And then he's watching Olivier Giroud score no goals and get no assists and pick up a World Cup winner's medal. I'm not saying Giroud didn't play his part. I don't think he had a shot on target, sorry. So he must have been frustrated knowing that he could have been in that squad and picked up a medal, and seen Mbappe and all the rest of it get all the plaudits. So it must have been a frustrating time for him. And I'm really sort of, I admire the way he's got his head down After the summer, he's had a baby, he could have spat his dummy out again, but he's knuckled down, made himself undroppable and showed what a quality player he is. And I think you're right, Joe, I think we can see a big improvement from him. He's already a phenomenal player, but I think he's going to grow, he's going to get better. You think, but by the age of time, he's 24, 25, we could have one of the best strikers in the world on our hands.
And I can, obviously, just going back to, obviously, the pre-season, when there was rumours that Mourinho wanted to swap him for William, you know, and it wasn't just the odd. Apparently, it was very... I'm not saying it was close, because I don't think Martial would have gone, but, you know, even just to think of that in the same sentence of two players, you know, and hopefully we'll bear the fruits of this five-year contract, you know, and I was so glad they never went to the World Cup. You know, personally, he had it off. Like, and I know it's obviously different for him because he ended up winning the World Cup, and you're right about Giroud, but the kid's only going to get better and better, and he feels loved and he wanted. You know, and for me, like what Rick said before, when Mourinho dropped him, he was playing great football and scoring goals and being a very, very important part of the team. And then he comes along and he drops him, and then obviously when he's bringing him back in for the odd game, he wasn't playing well.
No.
He was getting thrown in. But now, on a good run, is he a better left-sided player in the Premier League? I'd say he'd be up there in the top three in my eyes.
Good relationship with Pogba as well. Correct. On and off the pitch. I like them two together. Yeah. They link up well.
Bit like me and you, Jake.
Yeah, we are the Paul Pogba and Anthony Martial of Salford.
Yeah, let's see if no man who is on the phone thinks of that. Jay and Webby, are they the Martial and Rashford of the radio world, no man?
Martial?
I'm not entirely sure. I'd probably say they're more like the Dwight Yoke and Andy Cole.
Get this man on again.
You don't agree with the caller we had before called Shyam about getting rid of Deadwood, is that right?
Yeah. It's sort of a view that I've built up over this past year, to be honest, that I think Manchester United fans need to be a bit more realistic about how many players a team can get rid of at any one time. Because I think a lot of fans that call up and say, you know, oh, we need to get rid of this Deadwood. Like, I was looking at my tweets from like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and last season. And it was quite funny because I had the same players like over and over again on my list of players I need to leave the club. And I'm just thinking to myself, why haven't these players left the club yet? And then I thought about it like quite deeply and I realized you can't expect every player in your team to be world class. Some of them just need to come in and do a job. Like, it's not exactly FIFA in real life, is it, where you can just have a million players and they can all be like ridiculously good, and you can have like the best team in England, like two of the best 11s in England in your team. That's not really realistic, is it?
No. Can I bring in go on, sorry. I'm just want to bring in another caller. He's called Carl. You stay there, no man. So we're talking about players, Carl, that need to move on, or is there such thing as Deadwood at the club? Carl, you've got an opinion on players at Manchester United that a certain manager signed.
Yes. Hey, guys, how are we doing today?
Very well, mate, Carl.
Yeah, the thing is, I have no clue why players like Phil Jones, Chris Smalling, Darmian are still in the club. Because, like, we can all agree that they're not starting 11 players, am I right?
To what standard? To a Manchester United standard? Probably not.
Yeah, like, they're not coming into our 11, that's for sure, right now, with Bailly, Lindelof. And what I was thinking is, instead of putting them on when Bailly or Lindelof is injured, why not promote the youth to be our third and fourth and fifth centre-back? Because they're not doing the job. And ever since they've come to the club, I mean, Chris Smalling and Jones had the potential of the world, and it seems like they never fulfilled it. They've gone backwards, actually. And when it comes to Darmian, I mean, he's not as good as we thought he would be defensively, that's for sure. And he doesn't bring anything into the attack.
I think Darmian, I think he started his United career off very well. We looked so balanced with Shaw at left back, Darmian at right back, and Shaw got the terrible injury in Eindhoven. And then I think for me, what sent him in for about 6 months is Van Gaal played him left back at Arsenal, and he got absolutely
that
mugged.
First half hour in the Emirates was
and he never recovered in about 5 months. And I think he'll do a good job for you, but maybe not for United, you know. But he's never.
I get where you're coming from. The problem we've got at United, I think, defensively is, you mentioned some of the players there. You mentioned Eric Bailly. I love Eric Bailly, but he's injury prone, or he gets himself suspended.
Yep.
So then you're looking at, okay, Marcus Rojo might be a good option. He's constantly on the injury treatment table.
Or burning toast.
Yeah, he's something going on. You mentioned, though, like, you don't want to play Damien at right back, but you've got Ashley Young, who's wrong side of 30, Valencia's wrong side of 30, the lots of youngster. But so you, sometimes you need to rotate or you pick up injuries.
By the way, I think he's been totally bombed, Valencia. You know, I think he's totally bombed. And I was a massive fan of him as a right-sided player, and then obviously Van Gaal coming in seemed to play him right back, and he never got the chance to play his normal position. For me, that injury was a bad injury, you know, and
he's still Rangers,
it was a very bad injury. But like you're saying, these players are on decent contracts. They're not just going to walk away, you know what I mean, at that time in the career. So can you fault him? No, let's see what happens in the next few hours, but I can't see anyone leaving.
Carl, Norman, thank you very much for your call. If you want to get in and have a chat with us, Webby and Jay here for the next about 40 minutes, give us a call now, 0345 111 7625. Got to go to a break, but whilst we're having this break, we've got a question for you. Who has scored more goals for Manchester United? Was it Michael Owen or Marouane Fellaini? Get in the comment section. I'll have them up so I can read out your names on here. The full-time Devils takeover, or give us a call. 0345 111 7625. See you in a couple of minutes.
Access Manchester. Manchester United Football Social with full-time Devils.
Welcome back to the Manchester United Football Social. It is the full-time Devils takeover, and we are here with Jay and Webby for another hour. We've got this to talk about.
We're going
to done 40 minutes, sorry. Oh, we've done half the show already. Sorry, I'm just wishing that it was longer. We are talking about Martial signing that new contract for Manchester United, so get your calls in about that. We want you to get your calls in about the game on Tuesday against Burnley. What could Ollie learn from what happened at Old Trafford there? 2-2 it finished. So what did you learn as a fan about that game, and what could Ollie learn from it? 0345 111 7625. And of course, one Marouane Fellaini, we'll get to him after I give you the answer to the question. So who scored more goals, guys? Is it Michael Owen or the wonderful Marouane Fellaini for Manchester United?
Well, after last week's
drubbing, absolute whitewash.
Absolute whitewash.
I have gone for Marouane Fellaini.
And what have you gone for, Jay?
I'll go for Owen.
Owen, you're wrong, unfortunately, Jay. Webby, you're correct, so.
To be fair, he named all of Owen's goals, he knew that.
All five.
Yeah. Owen got 17, actually.
Oh, did he?
Really? And Marouane Fellaini got 22.
Oh, I didn't know Owen got 17.
Bad to it, anyway.
It's time. We're going to get some callers on. I know we've got John lined up, and we've also got Adam coming on the phone. Let's just chat about Marouane Fellaini. He's left Manchester United. Unfortunately, what are you laughing at, Jay?
Unfortunately, you're a little quiet then. I thought about to have a moment of silence.
We can do if you want. He left Manchester United. A player that divides fans more than a player I have known. You love him or you hate him, and if you hate him, you can also say that you respect him for giving 100% every game. But if you love him, you might think, there's so much you can delve into.
Where's this going to?
You can also think this.
Remember this.
I knew it.
Marouane Fellaini for the Ballon d'Or 2015. Right? My words. He's a football genius. He's the new Darren Fletcher.
Now, that was from a video from Full Time Devils in 2015. I reckon we should play it again.
Remember this. Remember this well. Marouane Fellaini for the Ballon d'Or 2015. Right? Mark my words. He's a football genius. He's the new Darren Fletcher.
He's the new Darren Fletcher, which is the best line in the whole thing. So, Jay, you must be so upset that Marouane Fellaini is gone.
Tell you what, I'm never coming on here again. You pull things out from years ago. You caught me at the derby. That was at the Etihad.
Are you upset?
I supported Marouane Fellaini. I thought he did a good job for us. I think he gave us a lot of good memories. Like you say, divided opinion. But he was one of those players that he always got stuck in, especially with his elbows, scored some important goals. Late goals as well. Late goals in Europe, late goals against Arsenal.
Very important goals he scored for our football club.
And I think he did a good job for us. And, he wasn't the most graceful player to watch. But when you needed someone to either get stuck in or get the head on somewhere, he'd do it. And let's not forget, we brought him in and he was an attacking midfielder, and Moyes started playing as a defensive midfielder. One of his first jobs was trying to mark Yaya Toure at the Etihad, which obviously didn't end too well. but then again, a couple of years later, we did a job on him. So I think he did what he was asked to do. Won, like I said earlier, won us a few trophies. I wish him well.
It was limited what he could do with a ball, you know, for the defensive midfield player. Like I said, when he played against Everton, it was always an handful playing in that number 10. But we had Mato, we had other players in that 10, Rooney. So he wasn't going to play there, you know. Was he worth bringing on? And he got us quite a few points by coming on late and making their defence and mess up and be a bit unshaky. Because that was his game. He was an handful, you know. And love him or hate him, I thought he did a great job for the club. And like I say again, I wish him all the best.
Put it this way, would you sign, if you go back in time, would you still have signed him?
No. Yes. Let's go to Joe. That is a good question.
Yes.
Would you still sign him?
Yeah. If you go back to 2000, was it 2003?
Would you still sign Phil Jones?
Phil, I've told you before, give him time. What's up with you? Oh, he's got so impatient.
We've got a lot of calls to get through. Let's go for them. John, how are you, John?
Hey, John.
Hi, guys. You okay?
Yeah, very good, mate. Give people time. That's what it says here on your notes. How much time are you giving people, John?
Well, we certainly got to give everyone to the end of the season, haven't we? You know what I mean? We can only do that anyway. We've not got rid of anyone. So, and we've seen under Ollie, he's you know, turned a few players around already. So, you know, if they can't perform under Ollie, then, you know, to me, then they need to go. But at least give them to the end of the season now. See what Ollie can do. See if he can turn some of these players around.
What players are you urging to improve, John? What players do you want to see do well under the red shirt?
For me, Jones, I think, he was always touted. One of his, Sir Alex, is the next like big thing. And I think even Level Dinner in the same breath as Duncan Edwards. But he's never really come on, and he's had a few injuries. But he gives his 100%, do you know what I mean? But that's probably his downside, because he doesn't know when to pull out of a tackle, and he always goes in like 100% for everything. So... but there's a few players that people have mentioned. You know, I think we need to just give people time. You know, Ollie needs to get his centre-back partnership. Certainly the full-backs, I know the guys have touched on, you know, the wrong side of 30 now, aren't they? So we need to be looking to replace those. But, let's get to the end of the season. Let's take stock and then review what we need to do, I think.
John, great to hear from you again, mate.
There's a queue here.
Yeah, everyone wants to say, I hope you're well. Just a quick one, mate, because I know you watch all the sort of youth and the academy games. Do you think there's anyone knocking on the door that could come into the team before the end of the season?
Obviously, Webby mentioned Greenwood. But some of the good lads there, you know, Levitt and, a few other lads. Obviously, we've seen Chong get his debut. I think Garner will probably get a game before the end of the season. You know what I mean? So, I think two of our best centre halves are out on loan at the minute, aren't they? So, you know, Fosu Mensah and Thuring Xavier.
Thuring Xavier's doing well, isn't he? Mm. He's doing really well. I know Fosu Mensah's had his problems, but Thuring Xavier definitely is.
I think out of the two, what John's just mentioned there, I think Thuring Xavier's the one with a bright future at United. I like Fosu Mensah, obviously. Was a regular fullback under Van Gaal, then he bombed him out the semi-final when he gave that penalty away.
That was it, wasn't it?
No, and then was the end.
That was it. No, but obviously, if you can't get a game at Fulham, and that's no disrespect to Fulham, then what chances have you got starting for us? You know what I mean? No, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the kid at Villa's got more of a chance.
John, thank you very much for your call, mate. Cheers, John. Right, let's go to Adam, who wants to also talk about the dead wood at the club. Adam, mate, you're on full-time Devil's Takeover. What do you want to say?
Just on Webby's thoughts on like Darmian and like the Deadwood, we need to get out. Fair enough, Fellaini looks like he's on his top going elsewhere. But whether we can get rid of Darmian, Jones, or let's say Rojo, who do you think we can replace him with?
If you look at Darmian, this has been ongoing since the start of the season. I moved back to Italy then. Mourinho said something about him staying and letting go in January. And for me, if he's not playing, then. Do you know what gets me though about this? We'll buy players in for certain amounts of money, and we seem to give them away. You know, look, the one what really does mind in is that fall on one. We give him away for something like £1 million.
I think Chicharito was the one for me.
Yeah, it's strange how we give
him goals for fun. Was it £7 million or something when who was it? He went to Sunderland for double that price from Liverpool. I forget his name, but yeah, it was. It's just one of those. It was just like a fire sale at United. We want to get rid of it. Just show, don't you? I just think don't worry about the fee.
The likes of Rojo, I think that when he's fit, when is a decent player that's centre half, but he's never fit. You know, and for me, he might as well not be at the club. Let's try and get some money. It's an hard one at the moment because Does Ollie make these decisions? Is Ollie going to be there next summer? The new manager might fancy him. The new manager wants him but doesn't want him. It's going to be hard.
The problem we've had as well with all these managers come in, spend a load of money on players that they rate. Then they get sacked. New manager comes in, buys in his own players that he rates. New manager comes in. That's what we've had the last sort of 5 years, haven't we, since Fergie retired.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Moyes likes Fellaini and brought in Mata. Then Van Gaal brought in Falcao, Di Maria and Herrera and all the rest of it. Then obviously Mourinho comes in, he wants Pogba and Lukaku. And you're sort of going through this cycle, aren't you? It just sort of needs to... We need to start thinking a bit more long-term, which is the good thing about Martial getting a long-term deal.
From what like Neville was saying a couple of weeks ago about United getting a manager, they shouldn't change the way the clubs run. For example, United's youth academy, attacking football, another manager, Van Gaal, was backwards, sideways. If we did get a potential new manager, do you not think it could risk us from playing attacking football or compared to what Ollie's doing at the moment?
Jay?
I think at the moment Ollie's playing football the way we want it to be played, isn't it? We're all happy with the fact that we're attacking. He's giving some of the players that Mourinho wasn't favouring a chance and a consistent run in the team. The likes of Rashford, Martial and Lingard playing together as a front three almost. I know they didn't all play play the other night, but against Burnley, but usually they're the starting three and it's working and that's what you want to see. But I think it's not a popular thing to say, but there is an element of the Geordie being out a little bit of Ollie because we've had this fantastic start. But for me, it's when the things start getting a bit rough. When we've got some of the... I know we've had difficult games, but when we've got City, Liverpool, PSG, then if he proves himself then, you
Chelsea
think...
Away,
Chelsea
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
Then you say, right, listen, let's get... I'd love to see Ollie succeed. Sure. I'd love to see him get a long-term job. Sure. But I don't think it's written in stone that he will. And if we have a struggle, and at the end of the season with...
People are going to say, don't give him a job and he's someone with more experience.
Especially if someone like a Zidane or whoever's available, people might think that's a bit more appealing.
Adam, thank you very much for your call, mate. That was wonderful to get you on. We've got Nick on the line now. The calls are coming thick and fast. Make sure you give us a bell. 0345 111 7625. You want to talk about Martial, do you, Nick?
Yeah, I just wanted to. Well, really, it was Rashford getting blamed on left. You guys think it's not suited there. I want to say hello to Webby as well. Network Rail finally.
Thank you.
I think he's got that.
To see where you come off of it, you know, because and another thing as well, like Solskjaer, I over the last like 10 games, like 9 games, 10 games, whatever, I've had the feeling that like United's back, like I love watching my team again. And under Mourinho, I was dreading, if I missed a match, I was dreading getting home and watching Match of the Day because I just knew what I was
Match of the Day under Mourinho.
Didn't know he was still on, did we?
This is what I'm saying. It's like, and like now I've got that feeling back. You know, like United just have, and that's clearly just through Ollie being there, and it's just state of mind. I mean, them players, and he's got the philosophy, United philosophy, because it's massive and it's waned over the last three managers. It's waned, and it's got a lot of United fans down. Yeah. And now I hope the results do go well, because I'm dreading. Us getting to the end of the season and another manager coming in and saying things start again. And another thing as well, like what he done to us, Mourinho, because I mean he was play revolt. I don't care what anybody says, it was play revolt, they hated him. Yeah. He done it at Chelsea as well. We still took him.
So you say we should have looked at what he was there?
Nick, just let me sorry about this, but we knew what we was getting with Mourinho when we got him. We knew what kind of coach he was. You know, we knew the type of football. It's like the year they won the league before they all down tools on him. The games he won 1-0. I remember the game against us. We absolutely battered him at Stamford Bridge. Had 60-odd% possession. We got beat 1-0. But that's Mourinho all over, you know. But what you're saying about the feel-good factor, we're looking forward now going to matches. Yeah. We're looking forward to getting up on that Saturday or Sunday morning with a spring in our step. We're smiling. Yeah. We're happy. We're not coming out of that ground and thinking... Oh, I'm not watching Match of the Day. I'm not getting them. I didn't buy a paper for 3 years under the last three managers. I thought Match of the Day had been scrapped. I was in that canal. Now I'm happy as a pig in doodah.
Happy as a pig in doodah. Nick, thank you very much for coming on and giving us a call. Top man, make sure you always give us a call as well. 0345 111 7625. Right, we're going to speak to Danny. He's in Canada. He's been on the phone for a bit, so let's get to him. Danny boy.
How's it going, guys?
Very, very well, mate. Okay. All the way
Danny, before we start, what temperature are you snowed in?
Well,
In Toronto, it's kind of okay now. We were snowed in like 2 days ago. It was crazy.
Webby is the weatherman, so he's always just like to know how cold it is.
Because when it gets cold in this country, we go to pot.
Always cold. Always wants to know about the weather across the world.
I mean, the best thing about it is like Canada and the UK, similar weather, but not as wet. I didn't know.
Yeah. It's raining a lot.
Go on, give me your points, man.
Fellaini.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like he's a I want to say he's a victim. He's a sign of the things we got wrong in the first transfer window. He's been a good servant. He's done his best. It's a good deal. He goes to China, makes a lot of money, and he could come back to England or, you know, Europe anytime. But I just feel like he needs to move on. He doesn't fit the system. We need an agile player because when we bought him, he was doing bits in Everton. He was behind the striker. Now he can't play that position right now. So he's a good servant. He's done so. He could. He. It's a good deal for him.
Yeah, it is indeed a good deal for Fellaini. Danny, thank you very much for giving us a call. We got to take a little break. You got about 20 minutes left to still get your call in. We've got a call all the way from New York that we're going to get on after the break, so stay right there, mate. Before we go to the break, question number two. Who has scored more goals, Marouane Fellaini or Diego Forlan for Manchester United? 0345 111 7625 into the comment section on YouTube. One from Josh Vickers here. Webby needs to start a church.
A what?
A church, like a religion.
What I do?
Well, yeah, you do. Because
he'd burst into flames if he walks into a church.
No, not start one. Anyway, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we could just all wear United shirts. Anyway, we'll get more into Webby's church. Right. I was confused. The church in. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Full-Time Devils Takeover here on XS Manchester for the Manchester Football Social. My name is Joe McGrath and I'm sat with Jay and Webby for the final part of the show, where we're going to be talking and looking back on Ollie's game on 2-2 against Burnley, and looking ahead to the fixtures that are coming up in February. We want your calls as well as ever. 0345 111 7625. The answer: who scored more goals, Forlan or Fellaini? Let's go to you then, Webby.
He came from Uruguay.
No.
I'm right, am I? Forlan? Mm.
Fellaini.
You're wrong, Webby. Yeah. Fellaini, 22. Forlan, only 17.
The equaliser.
You got it, mate. The equaliser. Hey. One all. Right, we're going to go all the way now to America. We've got Branny Ing. Am I saying it completely wrong? Wow.
Yeah. Yes, I want you to talk about the debt in our club.
that's Rojo, Damian, Valencia, for the matter of the fact that he is unable to give crosses to our target man, Lukaku. So what's your say on that? What's your opinion on that?
Let's get to Jay and Webby. Thank you very much for your call, mate. Webby.
Yeah,
Jay.
We're going to go on about
it. We talked about it.
The same players. You know, week in, week out. They're just, unfortunately, good players, but not good enough for our club. When they've come in, they've done a job. A lot of them have been injury-prone for most of the time, so if they go, you know, they're on big contracts, so they're not just going to go, just disappear for nilly willy to any club. It's got to be what's right for them.
I think as well, you've got to make a decision long-term about your manager first before you start cutting off half your squad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all well and good getting rid of Fellaini today, but, you can't get rid of, say, Fellaini, Damian, Jones, Rojo, Smalling, Lukaku, some of the names being mentioned, and then bring in a new manager. I think you have to sort of get your manager in long-term place, whether it's Ollie or someone else, and then let him decide who he thinks is up to the job and who isn't. Yeah. Because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors as well.
Different managers fancy different players, exactly. Positions. Who would have thought years ago that Ashley Young would be our first choice right back?
Let's not forget as well, Damien's been linked with a move to Juve. It's not like he's been linked with a move to
the Dog and Duck. You know what I mean?
Or Cowden Beef, as you were saying.
Cowden Beef
were really good.
Don't knock Cowden Beef.
We've got calls coming through thick and fast. For this final part, keep belling. If you can't get through, we'll try and get to you. Let's just talk briefly about the game on Tuesday, the 2-2. Jay, what can people learn, or what could Ollie learn about that game?
I think one of the main talking points was obviously Andres Pereira on it. Everyone's sort of slagging him off on social media and saying he shouldn't have started him and it was a mistake, but I just think he should have started him. And that might sound a bit perverse considering he gave the ball away and it cost us a goal and he was arguably our worst player, but I think you can't, if you're going to give players a chance, they're the sort of games you give them a chance, because when we have the PSGs and the Chelseas and the Cities and the Liverpools, and if we have got injuries, you'll know which players are right and which aren't. And who knows, if Pereira gets another game, he might be a little bit better, because now he's played one game in the last, six months.
We're looking at it there, and obviously, Pereira obviously starts the game. He bigged him up all week in training, when they mentioned him being out of contract. But you've got to look at that. His last game for United was Brighton away, which was over 100 days ago.
That was an half game as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's played in any reserve games or anything, or any cup games, you know. It was a disaster, but like Jay was saying, if we do get injury suspension, these lads have got to be ready, got to have a match time to step in. And unfortunately, it never worked for him against Burnley, but I do expect to probably see him in a couple of games or in or around the squad or on the bench.
It's Ollie's MO as well in a minute. He's saying that certain players, he'll give him a chance, and he's showing that. Yeah. He's not just saying, if he says that and then just sticks with the same 11, then people are going to think, oh, he's just talking nonsense. But he said he'll give Pereira, like you said, he's bigging him up, gave him his chance, didn't work out, but I don't think it was a mistake.
Terrible ball by Jones, by the way.
Yeah, let's stop bringing get into the comments section about what you've learned most from that 2-2 draw at home against Burnley. This is the phone in, so let's get to your calls. Now you can talk about whatever you want. So we've got Mo on the phone. Hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo.
How you doing, mate?
Hello, mate. Hello, Webby, yeah.
Hey, Mo.
I'm here.
What do you want to talk about?
I wanted to speak about it. You know, like, if Mourinho was here, Antonio Martial wouldn't have signed. We have to give credit to the board that they forced Martial to stay. You know what I mean? Like, we usually criticise the board. Let's get a bit of praise to Edward Wood, because he forced Martial to stay. It was against Mourinho's wishes to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what the word on the street, lads, is that obviously Woodward's got a very good relationship with the younger elements in the squad, you know, and it's shown that with a 5-year deal. Now, for me, Spanish Dave's got to be next very, very soon.
Yeah.
Herrera's got to sign his contract. Mata, yes. People are saying yeah, people are saying no. There is a few players what should be leaving the club now, and we thank them for their service, but if they're on good contracts, Joe, they're not going to want to go. They're on massive dough.
Right where they are. Let's go to Russell. Hello, Russell. Thank you, Mo, by the way, for your call.
Cheers, Mo.
Russell. How are you, man?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you, mate. You want to talk about Martial?
Yeah, I want to talk about Martial, man. I'm absolutely buzzing about the new contract, yeah. I don't know. I think personally, I feel like it was like the previous caller said, it was almost done with Martial being at Manchester United, and I'd literally given up all my hope. And personally, I think he's basically our best attacking player. And I know we've got Rashford, and a lot of people probably think Rashford is a better player, rightfully so, with his current form. But personally, I think Martial has a lot more to his game than Rashford. And the fact that we've managed to tie him down to a 5-year contract means he's going to have this, his prime years at our club. And I'm really, really excited about that. I don't know what you guys think about Martial and Rashford, but personally, I think Rashford is more of a gem than Martial is more of a gem than Rashford. It's just that he's not born in Manchester, obviously. But yeah, I'm really, really excited about that.
I mean, I think they're both top drawer, aren't they, with Martial and Rashford. And I get your excitement. I feel it as well. I don't know why you're buzzing. I think the difference as well with Rashford, people forget those couple of years make a difference. Martial's got he's a couple of years older, isn't he, than Rashford. He's got a little bit more experience. And I think that a young player can make a bit of a difference. I think if you sort of had to say who is the better player or who's a more effective player, you probably would say Martial. But Rashford's not far behind. And I think Marcus Rashford, for me, he's arguably been our player of the season, because I think he's one of the players that even under Mourinho was shining.
I think with what you're saying there, Jay, I think Rashford has got to play down the middle. Don't get me wrong, I think he does a good job on the left, but I think if we set up that three of Martial, Rashford and Lingard,
yeah,
I'm happy, because we did half miss Lingard on Tuesday night.
And
by the
good
way,
thing with that as well, you mentioned a 5-year contract. This is a trio that could play together for the next 4 or 5 years.
You get that them. Right. Bill, you're on as our final caller today, mate. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, guys. I'm really disappointed with the club.
Go on.
They should have known before Ollie came in who they were needing in the January transfer window. Not just signing up the players that they've let.
Bill. He's there,
making
Bill.
A good point there as well.
He was going in his stride, and I could hear that he was going to be a good caller. Bill? Call back next week. Thank you very much. We can try and get you on. We've only got a minute and a half left, and we need to look ahead to Manchester United. Obviously, games coming thick and fast for United in February. Like, it is a carnage month. And the phone-ins are going to be mental. This starts with Leicester.
Leicester could be an hard game. You obviously didn't watch last night's game. I was cleaning the neighbour's car. Not probably about Liverpool. But by all
did the neighbour know that?
Yes.
Is that after you bonnet it?
Yeah. By all accounts, Leicester played well, you know.
I watched it. And Leicester could have won that. Demarai Gray squares it for Madison. I'm telling you, different story.
Different story.
Yeah.
Minutes ago, Webby, you go spot on with your score prediction last week.
3-1.
3-1. Do you remember?
Replay it back like your comment on Fellaini.
Yeah, let's just dig out the ones that make him look good, eh?
Yeah we can do. So what are you going with?
I'm going to go this week. I'm going to go Leicester City 1, Manchester United 2.
Jay?
He's the new Darren Fletcher.
Yes. I stand by those comments, by the way. It's not my fault that the journalists who vote for the Ballon d'Or weren't on the right page. It's always been my problem. I'm going to go 4-1 United.
4-1 United. Right, yeah. Gents, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For joining us. It's been a whirlwind of a show.
Goes too quick.
It goes rapid. Half a million subscribers now on Full Time Devil, so
well
just
done.
Basically
yeah, well done. Well
done to producer Chris as well.
Chris, boy. Big round of applause for producer Chris. Gentlemen, Webby, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Yourself as well. Back next week with your calls, making sure you join us Thursday from 6 o'clock. Subscribe to Full Time Devils. Thank you very much for watching and listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.